Thank you, Mr. Chair. I speak on behalf of the Feminists for a Binding Treaty Coalition. First, in the definition of victims, we recommend removing the word immediate before family members and after family members, adding including civil partners. After the term suffered harm, we recommend adding, and I quote, or are in imminent risk of irreparable harm or substantial impairment. Also, adding the term or violation in Article 1.1 after the word abuse would clarify that victims should also be protected from violations by the state or its agents. Secondly, and linked to the previous point, while recognizing that the definition of human rights abuse seems somewhat broader with the deletion of the terms committed by a business enterprise, we suggest reintroducing the notion of human rights violation in the text, including in the preamble where relevant, notably PP 13 and PP 18. It is essential to make clear that, this is essential to make clear that the instrument applies to violations committed by the state or its agents in the context of business activities. This would also avoid creating confusion regarding the term abuses, as it is normally understood under international human rights law to be committed by non-state actors, whereas violations are committed by states. In our view, the reference to state-owned enterprises should remain in the definition of business activities. Well, we are concerned with the proposals to remove the term omissions from the definition of victim and of human rights abuse. It is indeed now clear under international rights, human rights law, that state responsibility at the international level is engaged not only through acts, but also through omissions. And that failure to act, prevent, investigate, or sanction certain human rights abuses committed by private actors can result in a finding that the state has failed in its international human rights obligations, particularly its obligation to protect human rights. We also recall that under the UNGPs, a business enterprise's activities are understood to include both actions and omissions. Finally, and like other civil society colleagues mentioned and support as well, we support the reference to the right to a healthy environment in line with Human Rights Council Resolution 48/13, as well as because this right is already recognized in many jurisdictions. Thank you.